21.5. EDE 01210420252043, audio. The tank launch. I know, it sounds completely crazy. But it must be admitted that this procedure involves a high level of safety. Space is dangerous for real. I still believe that this tank exchange procedure could catch on. It's not water that's being handled, but liquid explosives that can be exposed to hundreds of degrees of temperature difference in a very short time. I'm afraid of these propellant exchanges in space, but I also know they're necessary and that improvisation has no place in this case. It seems that spacecraft can explode in space following a series of uncontrolled actions. This information is not mine, and I cannot validate it. However, I do know one thing: in the event of problems, if two vehicles are far apart, overall safety is higher in the event of damage to one of them. I'm not trying to sell myself, I simply believe that if my fears are confirmed, tank swaps are avenues worth exploring. The best solution is the one with an S at the end of the word. Will this procedure be applicable to the SSV? This requires some thought. A first concept, a tank detachable from the SSV with remote control for filling and/or vice versa. This will involve filling the tank remotely from the SSV and, consequently, greater safety for the station during fluid transfer. No, this isn't science fiction, and the problems of spatial movement of moving tanks have solutions, and we believe they can be implemented for the safe transfer of propellants. Regarding these solutions, remote measurements will be transmitted to a computer acquisition and control system. Movements can be monitored by camera and radar control on screens. For these tanks, energy autonomy is therefore essential. Batteries and solar redundancies seem well suited for this new procedure. Nothing prevents gravity exchanges in pressure mode or other modes for these tanks, however, responsibilities will be distributed and executed separately. According to our understanding, this is another safety factor affecting human life. Expressed another way, it's not the inspection that will control the house. Okay, I admit that sounds a bit silly, but it's the reality and that's why the procedures exist. Right now, I'm the boss of the SSV and I'm doing my best to protect my ass because I'm alone in this station. Let's imagine the following example: a shuttle wants to refuel with propellant from the SSV. I detach my buffer tank that I filled for this purpose. I direct it towards the shuttle. At a specific point in the race, the shuttle takes control of the tank. After filling it 3/4 full, the procedure is reversed, and the buffer tank returns to its original position while the SSV refills. Realistic or not? I modestly believe that a paper assessment of the current and experimental risks of this new procedure could lead to validation of this new approach. It's not what I know that scares me, but what I don't know. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of kidnapping in September 2007. This is April 21, 2025.